This is KMKR FM 99.9, Tucson, Arizona. Is this on?
Is anybody listening? Is anybody there? Is there something stuck between my teeth? Did I think to comb my hair? How come there's crickets in this place? Outside's where they belong. I can't believe this silence like the dark before the dawn. What I'd give for any sign of life, Phil, I'd settle for a yawn. Really makes me wonder. Is this on?
It is.
Are we on, Phil?
Indeed,
we're on.
We're on. Life is on, Dave, I believe, for many. We report, if this is the first time you're hearing it, wow, you've got to get more more in touch. That President-elect Joe Biden, Dave.
We're on to number 46, finally.
Number 46.
That's right, yep.
We followed the saga of 45 closely.
We followed this race closely. We've been all over it.
For those that are tuning in hoping to hear some discussion of it, wow, have we got the right guy, Dave? Our good buddy, Democratic strategist James Carville, is going to stop
the
by.
The Raging Cajun is back
We're
again.
We're here at our undisclosed outdoor
our
location
spot
where we know that the limo will pull up. Mr. Carville will get out, hopefully, with his pet alligator. He usually travels.
That's his support alligator, so I'm
sure
it'll be there.
That's right. So not crowded on planes these days. You're probably not getting too much.
I think you can put the alligator in the middle seat there when he travels.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm happy, Phil,
that
because we record this the Saturday before the Wednesday that it airs, and I was concerned we wouldn't know the winner of the election.
That's right.
Well, I just found out when I got in the parking lot and you told me
that incredible?
Georgia had been called.
I just heard it over NPR. Depending on how trustworthy they are. But I think certainly Fox is going to report
Huffington
it.
Post has it as the headline.
You've got it now Huffington Post. So
it was very frustrating waiting. It's like it's being like being married to a woman for 3 or 4 years and she's still saying just the tip. Finally. We have achieved full election.
Was she a waitress?
We can maintain an election at last, Phil.
Okay. So we can say tip?
We can say
Especially, you know, in the
context in which it's
we were often discuss circumcisions anyway. So I think it's
We do, don't we? Yeah, that's a little strange that we do.
I'm still not over mine. I carry that
the trauma of your circumcision.
I carry that scar, Dave, emotional scar. It's the answer to
that's
many.
That's why you grimaced when I said the word tip.
I did.
You
moved.
You pulled back. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. It's the sphincter tightens still, Dave. I can say sphincter.
I love when you say sphincter. That's one of my favorite words to hear.
Thank you. I know it's the enunciation.
Sphincter. I hardly knew her. Yeah.
We look forward to
we're so happy. We're giddy here, too.
We're just bounced to our step. We're back. I got the energy of a 77-year-old there. We're going to take a look. And when you get down to it, here we are. Everyone knows who Joe Biden is, right? We're going to get to know him even better. But when you think about it, you really only know professional Joe Biden, really. I mean, we know some things about him, but we did a little research, our ITO staff, so let's get to know Joe Biden.
We're
going to
do a deep dive.
Okay, let's start with
Biden.
10 simple facts I think everybody ought to know about Joe Biden. And then I thought, here we're making this transition. The country will have the transition. Let's look at compare and contrast. What about 45, Donald Trump?
Donald Trump. Oh, he was president for a while, wasn't he?
Yeah.
I remember that vaguely.
Yeah. The puffy hair, Dave. The
that guy.
Cotton candy hair. Let's see if there's anything
Let's check
we
it
can
out
learn
see what the comparison
maybe
is.
Maybe there's a lot of similarities.
I mean, it's a little late for buyer's remorse, though, Phil, if we don't...
Did not President-elect Biden say that we're more alike than we are different?
Yes, he did say that.
Many times in his language.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So let's see. Let's see. Let's use it himself.
Okay.
So, Jim, here's a fact.
What do you got there?
I think some people became aware of this during the campaign because it was made public by Joe Biden himself. As a child, Joe Biden had a stutter.
That's true. Yes.
And we did a little research on this, Dave, too, into Trump's childhood.
There's a corresponding fact about Trump?
Similar, related mm-hmm. fact.
Okay.
As a child, Trump bullied several other children with stutters. And I think were sent home from school once.
So you're saying there are good people on both sides of the stuttering issue, I think is what you're saying here.
I'm saying yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
What else you got?
I'm stuttering yes, Dave. here's one. I did not know this. Joe Biden played football in high school.
Oh, did he? Okay.
Yeah, didn't know that. Would like to know what position he played.
I'm wondering if he was a quarterback, it might, and that stutter, it might take a while for Hike to come out, you know?
Right, right. I don't believe that Trump played in high school. I think he may have played some baseball in military school.
So he says.
But he sold drugs to the football high school team in high school at a markup, a big markup. And that's why he always, and then of course, lowered drug prices as president.
Right, right.
So that was probably related to
and they
that.
Were all,
but he had already, you know, gotten the windfall.
And with his genius, he had branded them as Trump drugs, so people knew what they were.
That's right. Speaking of, David, not to get off rail, but... we're talking about election results now. Legal marijuana in Arizona.
Oh, yes, I heard something
so
about
future
that.
Show, a future show.
Future show. You mean we'll light up and?
I think so. Okay. Wouldn't that be all right?
It's all right with me.
I think so. Maybe we can auction off, a pack.
We're going to go from "Is this on" to "Dave's not here."
A free pre-roll if you leave us a review. Dave, fact number four.
More facts.
If elected, and I think pretty well we can say right now, Joe Biden has been elected.
That's the word we're
hearing.
And
makes it to January 20th. You got to do that.
All right, yeah.
He will be the oldest president at 77.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Ever inaugurated.
Mm-hmm.
And we looked into Trump's background. He's a few years younger, but Trump has the highest cholesterol level of any U.S. president. And I think going forward, I think he may hold that for a while. That's one mark I think Trump will hang on to. Just taking a little sip of beverage, Dave.
That's good coffee.
Dave, number five. Joe Biden first ran for president in 1987.
Which is very ambitious of him, since it wasn't an election year. I wanted to get the jump on it.
And in 2008, of course, ran for a second time. I don't have a corresponding fact for Trump that way, but it was 1988 when Trump accused Joe Biden of being born in Kenya.
That one didn't catch on so much.
No.
I think he didn't get anywhere
He's
with
not
that.
Done yet, though, Dave. We don't know what the legal defense is. You know. I think he may... There, it'll be interesting. I don't know if you get to the Phoenix area too often. But it might be interesting to check up with Sheriff Joe. He may be heading that posse looking for the Biden birth certificate.
That's true, yeah. I haven't heard about Sheriff Joe in a while. Yeah.
That's right.
Surprised he didn't join the Trump defense team.
The defense team?
He and Rudy would be a good pair, I think.
But he usually does the investigative work for the legal team. So but perhaps he's still in Ukraine?
He might be.
But he wasn't at the rallies.
That's true, yeah.
He was like... Previously, in 2016, he was.
No, he's probably in the Ukraine with his giant magnifying glass hunting down clues.
Who knows, Dave? this is an interesting one.
Okay.
Without showing you the answer, Dave, favorite movie? What do you think is Joe Biden's favorite movie?
I would say something inspirational, like Rudy or Shawshank Redemption. That's a big, very popular thing.
Rudy, Dave, not to confuse our listeners, not a reference to the Sacha Baron Cohen.
No.
Though we do want to talk a little bit more about that, too. Joe Biden's favorite movie, Dave, you were knocking on the door there with inspirational, very inspirational film. Mm-hmm. Chariots of Fire.
Oh, great movie.
Academy Award winner.
Great song. Great theme song.
Great. Ralph Fiennes, Dave?
Ray Fiennes was in that, right?
Is there a brother? He has a brother, right?
Joe Fiennes. Joe Fiennes, brother, I think.
I'm confusing him with Fines Meat Market.
And then, Kurt Curley also, and Larry Fines also, the Fines acting family.
Zeppo Fines.
Zeppo.
Anyway,
what about Mr. Trump? Is he a favorite movie?
We looked into it. Yes, uh-huh. He does. You know, and if you really think about it, you know, he is a sentimental guy, and mm-hmm. you know, he's fascinated mm-hmm. with fantasy in many ways.
Oh, absolutely. He lives in fantasy.
Most of his evidence mm-hmm. for the lawsuit is fantasy. Dumbo, Dave. It's Donald Trump's favorite movie. He loves that elephant. I love that elephant, Dave. I love it.
I thought his favorite movie was something like Inside Stormy Daniels, but maybe that was just the way he spent a weekend.
Yeah.
Not a title.
Yeah,
so much,
different. No. And that, you know, he may have, he might think of a DVD more on that, you know. Not sure.
Something he can pause.
Yes. Uh-huh. Dave, here's one. You know, this isn't going to surprise anybody, but, you know, if you think of somebody, you usually think, oh, Dave, he loves brownies. I'm going to bake him some brownies, right?
Mm-hmm.
Joe Biden loves ice cream.
Oh, okay.
Loves ice cream.
We all scream for ice cream.
He admits to having a sweet tooth, Dave, and he loves to indulge with a scoop of ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, there was a famous line, one of his, you know, meet and greets in 2016 when you could actually come face to face with a voter. He's listed as saying, "Hi, my name is Joe Biden, and I love ice cream." And he added, "I don't drink, I don't smoke, but I eat a lot of ice cream." Interesting, Trump too, Dave. Here's one where they're very similar. Trump loves ice cream.
Yeah.
With chocolate sauce and sprinkles over two hookers in a Russian hotel room, Dave. I think there's video of that.
I hope so. No, I understood that he passed Baskin-Robbins 31 flavors, but his legal team is disputing 12 of the flavors.
Yeah.
So stop counting the flavors, he said. Stop counting.
Dave, here's one, and I got to say, I, for one, one thing that made me a little uncomfortable about Donald Trump.
Well, only one thing, Phil. There was only one thing that bothered
me. If I had to say one thing that bothered me, like, organically, was the fact that they did not have a dog.
Oh, that's true. They did not
have a dog. The first time in a long time that there was not a dog.
American presidents always have dogs.
I remember Clinton, right, when only the dog would walk with Clinton after Hillary and
wasn't his dog,
the daughter.
Was his dog Bo? Clinton's dog was
Maybe
Bo?
Maybe Bo, like a sheepdog?
Yeah.
And then the Obamas, of course, had the water dogs, right? The a pair of Portuguese water dogs, I think they were. Very lovely dogs.
You've lost me on that. I don't know my dogs.
Okay. Well, I love dogs. And I love to read about dogs. But it turns out Joe Biden first purchased a puppy in 1967 for his wife, Amelia, and called it Senator.
Oh, uh-huh.
Senator. And even though the Trumps did not have a dog, Dave. Trump is involved in a way because he pardoned Michael Vick. certainly, you wouldn't think there's two sides to
the
dog
issue. No, but there you go. Biden loves dogs and Trump.
There are people that love dogs, Dave, and there are people that torture dogs, Dave.
And they're good people.
Good people on
both
sides. And there are good people who pardon people who torture dogs, Dave. So let's not rekindle.
Right.
This is not what Joe Biden would want, Dave. He would not want.
No, no.
You know, interesting to think. You know, will he go backwards? You know, will he revisit potential crimes, perhaps, that were committed by the Trump administration?
Uh-huh. Yep.
These are things that other administrations have faced. We've seen it in history, certainly.
Well, in Syria, in seriousness, there's the question whether there was talk that during the lame duck section here that Trump would step down as president, which he can do, which would elevate Mike Pence to the presidency, and then Mike Pence would pardon him of crimes charged uncharged, right, with Nixon. But that doesn't mean future crimes discovered could not be.
You know what, Dave, I hear the sirens. And I can see the flashing lights. The Carville limo.
Oh, okay.
Is in proximity, so we're in good stead.
Good.
We had wanted to reach that bus. Let's just tell our listeners today that's still coming up here on ITO. And while we have just a moment, while Mr. Carville pulls up, we want to remind our friends that you can catch our podcast and previous podcasts certainly at Apple Podcasts.
Right.
And you can go and please subscribe and maybe leave us a review. We would love that. We're offering a pre-roll with the new legal marijuana in Arizona. For those of you that leave us a positive review, leave us a review and then come back and review the pre-roll. You know, it's a never-ending place to be.
Our numbers do show that people who listen to us while high like the show better.
They do. And Dave, we're still going to have a look at special days in November.
Special days in November.
Start,
right, that's correct.
Another month.
Uh-huh.
We are.
Hey, this is Chris Quinn from the screening room, and oh, is this on?
Really going to be political today, Dave, because not only after James Carville visits with us, we are going to do something very, very unique. We are going to get a chance to call it teleportation, call it a seance.
A seance would be, yeah, okay.
A seance of
only on Is This On. You won't get this anywhere else,
You won't get
though.
This anywhere,
no.
Dave. We are going to try, we can only try, to summon the spirit, let's call it the spirit, of Richard Nixon to talk to us about this very
His
election
views
and
on
this
the election.
Very, you know, sort of situation that you described with potential pardons and that.
Right.
So hopefully that will work. We're going to try to do that.
Okay.
And we're also going to learn, Dave, about White House salaries. There's so much talk about.
That's right. Yeah.
You know, the administration going out. Some are public, some are not.
Yep. A lot of the White House salaries were released of White House employees like Kayleigh McEnany and Stephen Miller, and but not everybody's salary was released. But we got them.
True.
We got them here.
And while you talk about the White House, Dave, we've always, I think, on this show, respected the privacy of the Trump family.
Oh, of course, of course.
You know, we a little touchy. Subject last week with the First Lady's breasts appearing in Slovenian Swank magazine, and we had that peek at the Resolute desk where Trump had the keepsake, the memoir, the memory box, and in there was the copy.
So,
I guess we invaded the privacy a little there, but with permission, I would say.
Right. Oh, he showed them to us.
Yeah.
Gladly. Yeah.
I think she showed them to most people, family, as I understood.
Yeah, the moneymakers.
Right. Right. And.
But we have few people. People say, "Oh, the president's children are off limits."
Off limits.
Not the grown ones, of course. They're on limits.
Yeah. But they also are employees.
Right.
You know.
But then, like Barron Trump, his younger son.
What about Barron? Yeah.
Well, we're gonna shed some light on Barron today.
You've done some work on this.
We're gonna do some deep dive on Barron.
Dave, I have to interrupt you here.
Is that what do I hear?
Pulling up right now.
All right.
Is Mr. James Carville.
Oh, how fantastic.
Hey, oh. Yeah, one big, honey, one big sweet iced tea over here. Hey, Phil, anything for you, Jim?
I think we should celebrate a little bit here.
Yeah, and, a bowl of water here, if I may, for my pet alligator. Dave, say hello to Newt Gingrich.
Hey, Newt.
Yeah. I'm smiling at you, Dave. He's smiling at you. He's so happy.
He seems happy. He's showing a lot of teeth.
Oh, a lot of teeth, just like Joe Biden. He got a big smile, just like Joe Biden. Sometimes, especially too, if you've ever seen Joe Biden coming out of a shower, coming out of a pool.
I know.
At 77, that skin starts looking a little bit alligatory. But the water rolls off both of them. Anyway,
well Mr. Carville, I have to say, you have got to be thrilled with the outcome now that we have a final.
Nobody. Yeah.
That we have the final results, and Joe Biden is president-elect, and you've got to be thrilled on that because you worked so hard on the campaign. Tell us your thoughts.
Doing a victory lap. So glad to be here. You know, I've been coming up, Dave, and visiting with you and Phil. Absolutely. It's our great pleasure to have you with us. Coming out all during the debates, the primary debates.
Yes.
You guys.
Yep.
You, everybody, Phil, everybody, the NBC, MSNBC, Fox. always, you know, burying Joe Biden, right? And nobody
comes. Oh,
was I not with you after the South Carolina primary day?
Yes.
Super Tuesday.
I remember it well.
Who? Super Duper Tuesday, baby. Did I call? I called Joe Biden Superman. Did I not? Batman.
You did. You did.
Batman.
You did. Yep.
They said the signal went out. The Democratic bat signal went out. And, of course, I answered it. And Joe Biden answered it. And he took him over to top. And Joe Biden ever since run really they have a flawless campaign now.
He really has, yeah.
I'm getting it, you know, a lot of phone calls, my Twitter, nothing, everything else had stopped me when I go down to Tulane University to give me old Joe, you know, you said it was going to be a big blue wave, Jake Carville.
Yeah, that's what we
you
heard.
You said it was going to be a big blue wave.
Going to take the Senate, yeah.
Everything, you know, take the Senate, take the House. Well, oops on that, Dave. Oops on that. But
you can't win them all, you know.
You know, look, we did it with Bill Clinton. That's the last time, I think, we won Georgia, Dave.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Clinton, not even Barack Obama,
right?
Georgia.
Right. Yeah.
So I know something about Georgia. When we won Georgia, that's when I started doing my jig, Dave. That's when in Newt Gingrich and I, we were dancing out the aisle.
The four-legged Newt Gingrich you're talking about.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. The Newt Gingrich that you now see occasionally on Fox News, Dave, if he goes down on all fours, he's not getting back up. No, sir. No, sir.
When he's down on all fours, he's usually in a hospital room telling his wife he's leaving her.
That's right. That's right.
The great Newt Gingrich.
And, Oh, yeah. So what I'm saying is, when he was Batman, Dave, on that night.
After the South Carolina primaries. After
the primaries.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
He then come back, and what he did, Dave, was slay the dragon. That's what he did with Donald Trump. And that was something nobody can ever
forget. Well, it was amazing because, you know, before the South Carolina primary, he was considered done. You know, I mean, Biden, they were saying Biden, it was like it was not going to happen for him.
Even though I was telling you.
And here he is, president-elect, a few months later.
You know, you say, Dave, that Rudy Giuliani is running the legal campaign. What do you think? What do you boys think of that, Phil? What do you think of the legal? Well, Mr. Carville, I would say it runs. You know, kind of cartoonish. It seems to me with this legal campaign, especially since Dave, we talked about it before. I wonder if Mr. Carville got to see the new Borat movie.
Oh yeah.
Oh, Dave, that's true. You know, Rudy, remind me, I thought about naming Newt Rudy one time. Rudy's that type of lawyer, Dave. He's that type of lawyer you send to law school and graduates. We don't call him an alligator, we call him a litigator. That's the kind
of... See you later, litigator, that kind of thing.
That's right. You don't want to, like Newt, Dave, you don't, like I told you before, you don't want to taunt the alligator till you cross the creek.
I've remembered that. I live by those words now.
Yeah. Unlike the alligator, Dave, Joe Biden more like a turtle. Slow and steady.
Slow and steady.
That's what he's done.
Wins the race, yep.
That's so good.
Yep.
So you talk a little bit, Dave, about what you thought of the election results. I want to check something news coming over.
Well, I think it was clearly a case of, well, as frustrating as it was, I'm glad they waited till they were sure to call and got it the race because, especially after the last election, the last thing you want to do is declare the race, you know, call the race for one candidate and then find out it's not going to happen, and it's humiliating, embarrassing, and that's when lots of cries of corruption come out. So the fact that they waited, as painful as it was, I think was a great decision.
I think you're right, and there was no reason to rush it. Let's ask Mr. Carville, because I think what he's really saying, Dave, is this is, in proportion, just an incredible, incredible victory. And to get lost in the Senate wins that didn't come, or the congressional wins that didn't come, and of course, fair charge, the down ballot races that also didn't experience a win.
Right.
You're right there, Phil. You're right there, Dave. What I'd say, and I want you boys to listen down here, because I'm a very spiritual guy.
You know, you're spiritual.
Newt Gingrich and I went meditate there 3 times a day.
You and your gator get out the prayer rug and
we meditate there in the bayou. And I've had many meditations on this, Dave, and like the one that came to me about Joe Biden as Batman, and I was right about that in South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
It came to me too the other night that this is epic, Dave. This is biblical. It's, if I may, our current epic of Gilgamesh, Dave. You know, it was the slaying of Humbaba, the ancient dragon, dating back to 2000 BC.
Humbaba, wasn't that Clinton's nickname for a while?
It was.
Humbaba.
Humbaba, actually, Dave, that was when the Secret Service spotted a potential interviewee. They would come on and go, Humbaba, Humbaba. It's also, I think, a Red Fox joke.
You big dummy. I can do Red Fox. Oh, we have to interview Red Fox sometime.
Yeah, we should.
I'll be happy to talk about the election.
That's good. That's good. So, I like Red Fox, Dave. And anyway, this was the biblical Humbaba was the mythical hero. He was the beast that was slain by Gilgamesh, Dave.
Oh, so you're comparing. Biden is Gilgamesh in this case, and Trump is Trump is Humbaba.
We say it down in the bayou, Dave. We say Gilgamesh.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, it made me think of this, Dave, when Newt Gingrich and I was meditating. This line from the Epic of Gilgamesh, if I may, Dave. I go to the Ivy League schools like you did, Dave. Which Ivy League school was that?
I'm thinking of Gilgamesh, who was a pitcher for the Twins a few years ago.
Oh, yeah, good curveball.
I don't know his middle name. But
excellent curveball, Dave. Yeah. Anyway, join me in a meditative, reflective thought as I read for you from the Epic of Gilgamesh. As for mankind, numbered are their days. Whatever they achieve is but the wind. Should I fail, I shall have made me a name. Gilgamesh, they will say, against fierce Humbaba has fallen, long after my offspring has been born in my house.
Beautiful.
Cut. End scene.
That's beautiful. Only on Is This On would you get a reading of Gilgamesh in describing
and
the presidential
Dave,
election.
I recall for you my last visit when I explained to you the heroic work of that fly, the Wuhan bat. I don't mean the fly. The fly landed on the idiot's head.
Pence's
head. Yeah. I'm talking about the Wuhan bat that we dropped down on Trump's head, that gave him the Wuhan virus, that caused him to go crazy during the last 2 weeks of the campaign, that ended up in allowing Gilgamesh to slay Humbaba. Case closed. Now you want to take me down. Now here's where Jim Carville get angry.
Nope. Mr. Carville, please, you mind your temper. Don't you get too excited. We certainly don't want Newt Gingrich to get too excited. He's eyeballing that lady over there.
We don't want
that
LSU ball cap to fly off your head in a rage.
He's looking at that lady sitting there, Dave, like she's a cinnamon roll. But we'll keep it on. We'll keep it on. Anyway, you put me in a dunk tank if you want, Dave, for every wrong call I made and every wrong call the pollsters made, so we didn't have the blue wing. But we slayed the dragon. That's my point.
That's the main thing.
That's my point.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, I see your point, sir, and it's a good one.
Well, I think it's a huge, huge indicator that the state that put Biden over the top was Georgia, which traditionally pretty red state. Stacey Abrams, who did tremendous, she's getting a great deal of credit for the turnout in Georgia, which made the difference. And she almost won the governorship last election, which also would have been a huge breakthrough for a state like Georgia, a black woman as governor. So that's a great sign, a great indicator that that's the way the victory came down, I think.
Absolutely. Agreed, Mr. Carville? Good work was done, Dave, as I say, to put Georgia back in the Democratic column, as we did with Bill Clinton back in 92, and again in 96, is remarkable. I think the Democratic Party is in a good place, Dave. And then let's also
I don't want to suggest that your dropping of the Wuhan bat didn't have a lot to do with the win. But you got to give Stacey Abrams a little credit, too.
And don't forget the nicknames, too, Dave.
The nicknames was
a big help. Good work with the nicknames.
That's right.
No, Stacey, we're all on the same team, Dave. Mm-hmm. All on the same team. Ironic, in a way, of course, while so much ground was made, mm-hmm. Dave, in Georgia, with voter registration and on the other side, voter suppression, mm-hmm. that Stacey Abrams herself came so close but did not win in the governor race. But yet, the fruits of her labor are showing up now.
Right.
Maybe a good place for Ms. Abrams in a Biden administration.
Sure, yeah.
We'll see.
Could see that.
MSNBC. I think I was on with Lawrence O'Donnell doing, you know, the talk. I like to call it French kissing. As we sit down in Louisiana, they have Cajun French kissing. You know the difference? Cajun French kissing is spicier, harder, wilder, Dave. Cajun French kiss. Yeah, put yourself down for that. And I've just been making it through. I had myself a turducken.
Turducken. Absolutely.
Mixing that up and listening to these other, what do you want to call them?
The pundits, the talking
pundits,
heads.
The intellectual snobs, Dave.
Sure.
I get tired of them. You know, it's not my cup of tea, an intellectual snob, Dave, is someone who can listen to the William Tell Overture and not think of the Lone Ranger. That's a bunch of them eggheads.
I think of puffed rice. What was that a commercial for? Remember they used to use that? The cereal that shot from
was
guns.
It was Quaker
Puffs.
Oats?
Was it Puffs?
Quaker Oats or something maybe?
Might have been, yeah. The cereal that shot from guns. Anyway, it's been great having you back again.
Good to see you, boys.
Jimmy, if I can call you that.
It's my newt has wandered over there to that table, Dave. Let me go get him and get out of here. It's great to see you, boys. Yippee-yay to Joe Biden. You give it to Trump.
And we'll see you back for the inauguration.
I'll come by. You don't know, Dave. Trump, who knows what's going to be with Trump? Next time we'll talk about what's going to be.
He'll probably
Trump.
Still be in the picture for sure.
Where we find him anyway? Who knows, Dave? Like I always used to say back in the Clinton administration, you drag a $100 bill through a trailer camp and you don't know what you're going to find. All right.
On that note,
goodbye, boy.
The great James Carville coming to visit us. Thank you very much, Mr. Carville.
Go LSU Tigers.
All right, so great to have
Mr.
Carville. He's really guided us through the election. And
he has. You know what? And you know what? You got to say, he got the big one right.
He got the big one right. That's the important thing. Yeah.
And
yeah.
That's funny. You know. Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
You know, don't you have, Dave? I mean, we certainly share many friends, but in my peer group of people that I've known for many, many years, I sense some disappointment, they were expecting that blue wave. It didn't come. But not me. Not this cat, baby. I'm doing cartwheels.
Well, yeah, I mean, you got to keep... I think a big question to be asked, and I was asked, and is what's going on with the polls? Because the polls, the people were talking about a Biden landslide. They were talking about a blue wave. Drove me crazy because you and I are baseball fans. You don't talk about a no-hitter when it's in progress, and yet these anchor people and correspondents on the cable shows, we're already talking about Biden's cabinet and what the first year was going to look like, and I'm like, wait until they count the votes. So I'm relieved.
Yeah. Well,
but I also wonder about the polls, because they were, you know, you can keep trying to slice it a different way, but the polls were wrong.
Way wrong in some ways. But I don't want to leave your previous thought without a comment. I would say...
my previous thought, I've already forgotten what it was. So.
You were talking about... oh my gosh.
The polls.
The polls.
And...
Well, let's not worry about it, Dave. The reason I'm distracted is the control room is telling me that our seance... is beginning to progress.
Oh, okay.
They're getting, they reach these radio waves, Dave. This is, you know, kind of the way they detect, like, movements of meteors and stars
or
way out
Santa
there.
Claus and, on New Year's Eve.
Santa Claus,
is always
they
Santa
find
Claus.
Them on Christmas Eve. We're probably maybe setting that up now.
Okay. Are we going to go into that now, or are we going to do a little...
I was just letting people know that...
It's coming.
That's coming.
Uh-huh.
But before that, people need to update their November calendars, Dave.
Yes, because it's our first November show.
It is our first November show. Of course, Kate and Jen... make a podcast and their beautiful satirical music show.
Yeah, I want to mention something that you brought up. You were talking about our podcast where it's available, and of course you can hear us on K-Maker, KMKR 99.9 FM. But that after the passing of Sean Connery recently, you posted on Facebook a reminder that we've had Sir Connery on the show a few times, and we had a big boost in people listening. And so you can go back and listen to past episodes.
Past episodes, and I might point our listeners out that the very first time that we had Mr. Connery as a guest was during the New Year's Day parade.
That's right. It's coming up again.
And there we learned that he was in Tucson. He was visiting, there was a past Bond girl, right?
Honor Blackman down in
Green Valley.
Green Valley. Yeah.
And then Sean stayed there for several months, then kind of stuck there during the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And we heard a lot of his exploits. He shared so many great stories.
Yep.
And, you know, I must say, Dave, I just regret it so much because he, if you recall, extended us the invitation to go golfing with him in Scotland.
That's right. Yep.
But I
will. That won't be happening now, I'm afraid.
Can I share with our listeners, Dave, what's happening behind the scenes with Mr. Connery passing?
Oh, okay, of course.
That ITO has asked permission to attend and broadcast from the wake.
Oh, that's going to be great. Okay.
Sir Sean Connery's wake. That'll, of course, take place in Scotland.
I'm going to send my kilt out to the cleaners.
Your kilt? I would bring your clubs. he should get the play. Maybe at the Trump course in Scotland.
Oh.
Which, that was a slight bit of controversy. You know that...
Trump claimed...
That Sean Connery was behind his building of, I believe it's Turnberry.
Mm-hmm.
And that was never confirmed by Sean Connery.
He actually...
denied it?
Denied it, yeah. He said something vaguely about, it would be nice to have some nice things around.
And I would guess David got his ire up.
Mm-hmm.
He had a temper.
He did. Yeah, he did.
A little bit of a temper.
He loved it about him.
Remember he told us a story about one of the other residents in there with Honor Blackman at the nursing home.
Yes, yeah, he had quite an exploit there, getting his jello away from him.
Sort of a combo of 007 maneuvers.
Yeah.
So we share that with you. We don't have a date yet.
Right, yeah.
But we will either be there live or we will record. And, you know, there'll be so many other dignitaries and celebrities. Get some interviews.
All kinds of things, yeah.
But
I just wanted to point out that people people don't need us to guide them. Go on the podcast site and choose an episode from the past. Sean Connery was on quite a few since January.
You mentioned our Hollywood friends, Dave. How about Al Pacino? Al Pacino, I think, Dave, one of my favorite moments of visiting with Al, if I can call him Al. But he was first under quarantine in New York City.
Oh, that was a great day.
From his apartment.
Yeah.
And remember, we maybe should revive this. He was doing a cooking lesson.
You're doing cooking, yeah.
He shared the...
Pacino Ziti, if I remember. The family Ziti recipe.
Yeah, we got to get Al back on. So.
Yeah, no one does a cooking show.
We don't. We have much to cover here, though. And
Days of November.
By the way,
I got
you mentioned Lawrence O'Donnell. Today's his birthday. Lawrence O'Donnell
is
69 today, I think. And but we've got, as we always do, we have a new month. It's our first November show, and we're getting. It's not an extensive list because, like many people, I was glued to the TV all week. Of course, I'm talking about Cozy TV's Green Acres Marathon is what I was watching
of
the time.
Wow!
But
does that show, Dave, if I'm not mistaken, the early ones are in black and white, and then, you know, as the networks were transitioning to color, they
during that time they changed color, over. Yeah.
To see Ebb and full Technicolor.
F Troop was that way, one of those shows that was in between the changeover.
Anyway, maybe even Andy Griffith.
I think Andy Griffith did go to color, yeah. Okay, anyway, in the week of November 16th to November 20th in the United Kingdom, it's Anti-Bullying Week over there. So
interesting.
So the wankers get a week off, and then we'll be back on them again. Then on November 27th, it's the official Day Without Fur.
Oh, my.
November 27th, and that is...
PETA people.
It's, well, it's celebrated a lot by Brazilians, of course.
Whoa!
Then November... November 5th was Guy Fawkes Day.
Guy Fawkes Day.
Remember Guy Fawkes?
Yeah,
Guy Fawkes was attempted to destroy and to take over... the nation in England. He was trying to take it over. He failed. Unfortunately, he did not have Rudy Giuliani helping him. Then it might have been more successful there. November 13th, coming up at Sadie Hawkins Day, where the women asked... Did that ever happen, Phil? Did any ever asked out by a woman in the reversal of the traditional...
We'd have... I can recall back in your 7th, 8th grade, kind of organized parties, a turnabout dance seemed to be... I did have that experience.
Did it lead to anything, or was it just for the?
The young lady was Gail Braun, as I recall, who asked me to the dance. I think it led to a little
friendship,
a little makeout, maybe.
We are getting. It's very windy here.
It's getting windy,
and it seems like there's a helicopter over.
I think there may have been a spin the bottle visit to the closet with Ms. Braun. And a movie, we were frequent matinee daters.
Okay. I was once in Santa Monica. I was having lunch with a woman, friend of mine. Nothing romantic, we were just friends. And then she excused herself to go to the restroom. And then at another table, an attractive woman gestured me to come over. And I
went,
wow, I'm doing great.
Yeah.
And I walked over there and she said, tuck in your shirt. So, closest I've had to the Sadie Hawkins experience, Phil. And I've got one more here. November 17th, it said.
17th.
November 17th, World Prematurity Day.
Wow.
That observes the special needs and conditions of neonatal care, premature babies, things like that. It's not to be confused with the other prematurity day, which is also known as I Swear, Honey, This Has Never Happened Before Day. That's a different prematurity day.
Absolutely.
I celebrate frequently, by the way.
Right. I think there was a celebration of that in the Trump camp when he went ahead in Georgia there for about a minute and a half.
Yeah. So anyway, that's the special days of November.
Got to finish, Dave.
That is it.
That would be my advice to the Trump team also. Got to finish.
it doesn't count unless you finish.
Right. Okay.
So there we are, and we have a few other little things to get into, but did you want to talk to President Nixon?
I think it's time, Dave. We have made contact through the various mediums that we use here, and that's certainly, super, how should I put it, the ability to go beyond, Dave, the realm that we're in, the expansion of the mind,
very much, I think, within the K-Maker
format. Sounds like they legalized weed and you jumped right on it, Phil.
I'm right on it, and I've been listening to K-Maker.
Okay.
So there's a lot of that.
No wonder.
You know, so you might want to put on a Donovan record, maybe, if I may. Dave, by the way, your encounter with the Table of Good-Looking Women, you're a very handsome man, and I'm sure, we turn it back a few decades, even more appealing. I'm thinking right in the wheelhouse of Donovan.
I would be in the wheelhouse of
That time of music.
Uh-huh, yeah.
So if you
a little before my time.
Something psychedelic, mm-hmm. Maybe a little Astral Weeks from Van Morrison days.
Mm-hmm. Some moody blues, that kind of thing. Yeah, okay.
Put yourself in a mind where...
A little surreal we're going here.
That's what
little,
I'm saying. Okay. Let go so that you can imagine what it's like to contact someone in the other world.
Tune in and turn on. Let's do it.
And someone that we all sort of know. And we are too.
Yes. Who is it? What is it? What do you want?
Is this
Mr. President? Is it President Nixon?
Richard Nixon.
Oh,
who am I speaking with?
This is Dave and Phil from Is This On, and we're very happy to have you here, sir.
Dave and Phil.
You are from the beyond here joining us.
Well, that's good. We're here. You know, I understand you want to talk about this whole Trump thing.
Yes, we'd love your opinion on the election.
We can do it when I suggest we're about to continue. I don't know if you know that... where I am, there was speculation at the time of my death that I had gone to heaven.
Correct, yeah.
That was part of the deal that I had made.
You made a deal.
Now the whole thing with Jerry Ford and
When you were pardoned, yeah, of course.
And then part of that deal was also with the devil.
Oh.
that I could still be admitted into heaven. Well, here's the thing. If you read the fine print of that, David.
Gotta read the fine print.
And I'm a lawyer and I'm a damn good lawyer.
That's right. Yeah.
Damn good lawyer.
Yeah.
I missed it. And what I signed was that I would be on my way to heaven. And God, can I say damn it, Dave, on the radio?
Yeah, we'll allow that. Go ahead.
Damn it. I've been in purgatory, Dave, for 40 years. And worse, I'm still stuck here being interviewed by David Frost.
Oh, no. Okay.
So if you want to pipe into what are we talking about now? More Kissinger questions, I guess. Okay, let's get on with it. David Frost, everybody.
Mr. President, it's so delightful to have you here today and lovely to speak with you again, sir.
I can't understand a word you're saying. Where am I, in England?
Could you? This is purgatory, sir, as you mentioned.
And damn it.
Do you have any thoughts on the election, which was quite, as you Americans say, a nail-biter?
Yes. By the way, let me just say at the onset, I've been with you here for 40 years. In the interviews, now I got a lot of money for them at the time. Over you amortize that over 40 years, it's nothing. Mm-hmm. I'm doing this for less than scale, Dave, Phil. You know what I'm talking about.
One must make sacrifices to achieve heaven.
Well, let me just say, Frosty, you annoy the piss out of me.
Sorry, sir. I don't mean to offend you.
It's like another day with the Kennedys, for Christ's sake. You and the rest of the Ivy Leaguers, keeping Nixon out. You don't want the Nixons in. No, have your fancy dinners, your fancy balls in Washington, Dave. They won't. Anyway, I digress.
The important thing is you're not bitter.
I'm not bitter. I'm not bitter at all. I'm not bitter at all, and I see good things ahead for Trump.
You do?
Yes. You know, you asked me about this, Frosty. The discussions with the portraits of ex-presidents.
Oh, yes.
This, you said it in a very degrading way. The fake
that you used to
press that you are.
Walk around the White House speaking to the portraits on the walls, yes?
You build yourself when we started these interviews as a member of the press. And then I went back in your history and you were on some, this was the week that was, TV show. I thought to myself, oh, geez, I might as well be interviewed by Hoppity Hooper. Anyway, I digress. Where was I? The Kennedys.
The Kennedys.
The Ivy Leaguers, Dave, they kept me out. Let me show you that I went to Whittier College, Dave. Phil, and I'm damn proud that I went to Whittier College. I didn't need to be with the Ivy Leaguers, cutting me out, leaving me out, with their fancy balls and their dinners and their legal meetings.
You keep returning to those fancy dinners and balls, sir, and we... Question is about the election.
Trump. He's a good man.
Yes,
Trump.
Good man. Okay.
Trump. Good instincts. You know, you've got to, Dave. Can I say balls on the radio?
You may. Balls. Please.
You've got to have a set of balls. A Muslim band, Dave. Who would have thought? I never thought of that. And I thought of that, I would have done it in 1960.
It seems like something you would have thought of.
Unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable. I never saw, Dave, the white supremacists as a constituency. This was genius. This was genius. I knew they were there.
You have a great deal of admiration for President Trump, it sounds like, for some.
First, and then that bastard, can I say bastard, Dave?
Go ahead, please.
Bastard. And the Jews. Did I talk about the Jews? The Jews and the Kennedys, Dave. And the fake media. The fake media. Anyway, the whole law and order thing, Dave. That
you
was
were,
mine.
You were in on that.
That
That's
was
true.
Mine.
That's true.
You know, we can never let your head hang down, Dave. That's what I would say to Trump.
Uh-huh.
Never give up. Never sit down and grieve. Find another way. And don't pray, Dave, when it rains. If you don't pray when the sun shines.
Okay.
Okay.
A very positive attitude from the former president.
I'm very positive.
Philosophical.
Listen, this Biden kid.
40 years in purgatory will do that to a person.
This Biden kid is not bad. I don't think he's bad. And I like talking about bringing people together in that. We cannot, Dave, learn from one another until we stop shouting at one another. Until we speak quietly enough.
Very conciliatory message from you today,
as well
Mr.
as
President.
Our voices. If only the Kennedys had understood that. They kept me
and
out.
The Jews, and the fake news media.
And yeah. Women, Dave. Pat, did I tell you about Pat? Pat Nixon.
How is Pat doing?
She's in heaven. She didn't make the deal I made.
She certainly suffered a lot.
I thought I was going to be with her. They told me I was on my way to heaven, Dave. On my way to heaven. That's what you get when you deal with the Ivy League Jews, Dave. You wind up in purgatory for 40 years, Dave. Now, let's talk about Trump. What has he got going for him? All those good ideas. Playing the whites against the blacks, the Jews against
a natural
the
rapport with people, I would say, and empathy.
Rapport with people. The ability to get in touch with his feelings, Dave. You know, to call John McCain a coward. Genius, Dave. I never would have thought of that. Never would have thought of that. I had Vietnam, of course.
Yeah.
No, you know, no event, Dave, in American history is more misunderstood than Vietnam.
That was a big one, yes.
It was misreported by the fake press then, and it's misreported now, Dave. Anyway, one thing I did do for Trump, I sent him one of my best kids, students, Roger Stone.
Oh, yeah.
Roger Stone brought good life, good ideas to that administration.
He definitely had an impact.
You know, he had a tattoo of me on his back.
We are aware.
That's loyalty, Dave. Not even Pat, even though I begged her, would have a tattoo of me on his back. Trump's got going that I didn't have the luxury of. And that's Bill Barr, this attorney general.
Oh, yes.
Let me tell you something. He's a fine. You go, sometimes you go, you get yourself a used car, and you find out, hey, you know, it's a Camry with only 20,000 miles, and you've hit the jackpot. That's what he got with Barr. With Barr, I remember, in fact, I think I sent along positive words to George Bush, the father of George Bush, H.W., about Barr when he worked for him as attorney general.
Okay.
I had no idea the deceit and corruption that he was capable of, or I would have tapped into
it. There's a lot to like there.
My attorney generals failed. Of course, John Mitchell failed me. Loser, went to prison, Dave. Went to prison.
Now, how are we? How are we doing for time there, sir? I know we have a few.
And
we have a few things to do that we cannot do if we don't do them now.
Okay, then. I'll just say he has better luck with Barr than I had with Elliot Richardson, who I had to fire And I told him to fire Archibald Cox, and he wouldn't do it. And then Richard Ruckelhaus wouldn't do it, Dave. And who did it? A young, sharp kid named John Bork. And you know the history there, Dave. Go ahead, what do
well,
you need to
Well, I see it's interesting that President Trump, who had a reputation for firing people, actually does not fire people. But you demonstrate the way that people should be fired by the Saturday Night Massacre.
Yes! Yep. They had to go, Dave. And then, of course, the kid Bork, he fires him. But it was too late by then. They had, Dave, as you know, by that point, I had given them the sword.
That's
right. They stuck it in.
That's right. You
and twisted it
all right,
with relish. Dave, I'll let you go
nice,
with this thought.
Nice visiting with you. And,
if only when you've been in the deepest valley. Can you ever know how magnificent it is to be on the highest mountain?
That's beautiful. Thank you very
and
much.
And now I'm in hell with David Frost.
Okay.
So there you go.
We thank you
Good
very much for
Trump.
Joining us today. Okay.
Wow.
This is going
what
to be...
What a visit.
This is going to set us up for our Sean Connery wake, our conversations with the dead and those that are past. We're short of time. We have a couple of little things. Can we squeeze in here?
Yeah.
Before we go, because they're not going to be any good after this.
Is it the salaries, Dave? The White House.
I've got White House salaries here.
That'd be good to know.
Because a lot of
you know who will want to know this, Dave, are the potential cabinet officers in the Biden administration. They'll want to have an idea of what people make.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah, because it was recently released what people in the White House are making, and some people were shocked. But as I mentioned, they didn't include all of the salaries, and we have some
no,
of this
what,
here.
What'd you find out?
What we've got here is that Trump's barber. Trump's barber nets $560,000 salary every year because of the danger involved.
The danger and the intricacy, that's a tough job.
Several barbers have resigned, citing exhaustion, and one went in to trim his sideburns last month, hasn't been heard from.
Oh, yeah.
Since then. That's Trump's barber. $400,000 is paid every year to Melania's scowling coach, special coach for
scowling. No one scowls like the first
nope,
lady
well,
did.
She's had a lot of help there. Trump's body double, you know, Trump has a body double for security purposes.
He gets
paid $89,000 a year. 10% of that goes directly to his employer, Barnum & Bailey.
And I understand, Dave, also all of the KFC you can eat.
That's right. Don Jr. has a personal assistant.
Sure.
And because Don Jr. is I didn't know this, he's very self-conscious about his weight. Don Jr. is, he has his assistant provide for him a daily supply of Sweet and Low, and the assistant is also assigned to cut up the Sweet and Low into lines for the use by Donald Trump. And then Stephen Miller, of course.
I understand, by the way, Dave, that he uses an environmentally friendly straw.
No, that's of course. Of course he cares about that. Trump speechwriter Stephen Miller, he pays $80,000 to the guy who walks his pet rat. If you were wondering about that.
Hope he doesn't run into Carville with the alligator.
With the alligator.
That's going to be a fight.
And then do we have time with a little look at Barron Trump?
We got a minute or two. Yeah, we
have 2 minutes?
Minutes yeah.
Okay, Barron Trump, because everybody says keep your hand up.
Barron Trump,
President's kids
the youngest
are
son,
are
of
off limits, but we're saying to hell with that.
How old is Barron?
Barron, I think, about
14?
15, 14, 15, 14, 15, 14, something like that, yeah. Okay, so now a lot of people tend to say, like, Barron Trump, and they said this about Melania too. Oh, they're miserable being with the president. They don't like it. They try to escape. But I found out Barron Trump is actually very similar to his father.
Mm.
Has a lot of things in common. He observed Barron Trump was at school. He observed the football team drag one of his classmates into the boys' room to administer a swirly. And Barron Trump said, "There are good people on both sides." he also claims, Barron Trump claims the book report he delivered last week was attended by over 1 million students.
Wow.
That's the biggest book report ever in the...
Ever.
Even Abraham Lincoln did not give a book report to that many people.
No, I had the candlelight, it would have been a fire hazard, Dave.
you probably didn't know that Barron attended last year's his school's annual mother-son dance with his Aunt Stormy. He took that one in.
That must have turned a lot of heads.
accused of groping several of his female classmates, sounds familiar. Barron defended himself by saying, "When you're the hall monitor, they let you do anything." So they're there. And one more here. Barron Trump. He was caught peeking into the girls' locker room. Barron denied the charge, insisted he was innocent, and declared his boner a hoax. by the fake news media. So there we have it. Sorry, we had to squeeze out in before we.
Well, again, Dave.
But what a jam-packed show.
We treat the Trump family with all due respect.
All the respect that's due them. Yes, we do.
That's right. And it's just been a great show. I hope we could again tap into the purgatory cloud with Mr. Nixon and David Frost, because there's so much more to hear.
I'm thinking there may be some other people in purgatory to talk to. Maybe
we can get his thoughts on the Kennedys.
yeah, maybe we can get him to open up about the Kennedys.
Interesting similarity there to Trump with the fixation on Hillary Clinton, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we're at the end of a jam-packed show.
We're at the end. Dave. Okay,
Art. We'll say our next show in a couple of weeks on KMKR.
Right before Thanksgiving, I think we will be. So maybe we'll have a kind of Thanksgiving
theme
show. Stay with us. Things people are thankful for.
Every week here on KMKR with Roxy Moreri next week.
Mm-hmm.
Great interviews always. And ITO comes your way. We've been repeated occasionally, Dave, I know, on the weekends. So more
great.
ITO.
Yeah, yep.
Unexpectedly.
Mm-hmm. And we again encourage people to check out the podcast. And
thanks. Listen. One thing we didn't talk about, Dave, in future shows, the size of the turnout. And so congratulations to everybody who voted. And
I thought you were talking about our listeners.
That's encouraging. Our listeners are growing as well, Dave, and we hope they voted. That's it for this week.
Okay. Well, it's been great hanging out, and we'll do it
Dave
again.
Dave Margolis and Phil Gordon. This is This on KMKR 99.9 FM, Tucson, Arizona.